Hi guys, Lee here, back with another FPL Family voice note ahead of game week 21. I just wanted to give you some thoughts on City 4, Spurs 2 from last night. What a game. What a game. Spurs used to, or certainly in previous weeks, have been bad in first halves, tend to make a comeback, don't they, in the second half, tend to improve after half time. Complete opposite, actually, this time round. It's City that was really, really not very good in the first half. And actually, I don't know if it was too great a game in that first half until the sort of last 5 minutes. Mistake from Edison letting Spurs in. City's heads kind of went a little bit, I think, and they just needed to get that mistake out of their head and get to half time. They didn't. Spurs capitalised, got the two goals. And at half time, you're kind of thinking, what's up with City? I was about to tweet something like, you know, what's going wrong with City? Is Grealish the player that they thought he was? Has Pep kind of lost the dressing room? All this sort of like hyperbole. And then they come out, they've obviously had a bit of a rocket from Pep. And, you know, Mahrez steals the show. Now, if you had Mahrez in FPL, well done. I mean, a 19-pointer for somebody that's a reasonable, well, not even a reasonable, it's a great differential for you. If you had him, brilliant. I know Sam had him in her team, 19-pointer. She jumped something like 200,000 places in FPL with Mahrez in her team. So what a win for you Mahrez owners. Brilliant. Now, for us non-Mahrez owners, and there's a little bit of bitterness in here, guys, I have to tell you, but the two goals that he scored, wow, man, Hugo Lloris has got to save that one on his near post, hasn't he? And then the second one, Clement Longley in the final minutes in the dying embers of the game. I don't know what he's thinking. He just got to put his foot through it. He's trying to control it, sort of hits his stomach and kind of falls to Mahrez. Nice finish from Mahrez, I will give him that. It was a dainty little chip over Hugo Lloris, wasn't it? But the two goals that he scored, definitely preventable, weren't they, from a Spurs perspective? The challenge I think we have now is that we've got, a lot of us are kind of locked into three City players. What do we do? I mean, Wolves at home coming up, of course, as we know, this weekend. And then the double game week on the horizon in game week 23. So I don't think any of us are in the kind of mood to sell our City assets. I'm sitting with Stones and I'm sitting with KDB. It was a bit disappointing to not see any of him last night. But I appreciate that he hadn't been training for personal reasons in the week. So maybe Pep felt like it was a game where he wanted to play other people, which was absolutely fine. And then obviously Haaland up front. So I've got Haaland, KDB and Stones. I'm going into this Wolves game thinking, okay, I think I'm reasonably set, but it's still the kind of Pep lottery. The Pep roulette is just going to keep killing us, isn't it? For those that didn't bring in Mahrez this week, I can understand, and I'm one of them, you can understand why you wouldn't do that. Does he get the start against Wolves? Does he play now, having played the majority of that game? You've got to say that right now he's looking like Pep's in form forward. So if he's going to score goals, it's looking like he's the one that's going to make something happen. Not just goals, you know, for Haaland and getting assists, etc., from a Mahrez perspective, but he's got obviously the goal threat as well. So difficult to, I think it's going to be difficult to drop him. And Pep's obviously got options there. He's got Foden who can play right. He's got obviously Bernardo Silva who actually came on as a sub in place of Gundogan last night. So Bernardo Silva playing a bit more centrally. But right now, you've got to say that he's not going to drop. He's not going to drop Mahrez, is he? So I think if you've got Mahrez, you absolutely keep. I've got Kevin De Bruyne, who I would like to drop to somebody like Mahrez and free up a load of money. Not that I necessarily need that money in FPL right now, but it's certainly a move that I'm looking at. But having been rested, and with the fixtures coming up, including this Wolves at home game, I don't feel like selling Kevin De Bruyne is the right thing to do either right now. So I'm kind of happy with him. Obviously, I'm happy with Haaland. I mean, by his standards, until the goal last night, you know, what was that? A couple of games, maybe three games without a goal for City. I mean, that counts as a massive drought in his books, right? And up until half time last night, I'm thinking, what's wrong with Haaland? Has he been sussed out? He gets the goal. Looks a reasonable threat all night, but certainly not the Haaland that we were used to seeing before the World Cup. The guy was going banging in hat tricks every week at home, wasn't he? So here we are with City, four goals in a game at home to Spurs, and he only gets one. You're actually kind of surprised about that a little bit. And the other thing to say about Haaland is not really that involved in the game. Like if I look at Mahrez, two goals and assist, looking to make things happen, always getting on the ball. Same with Grealish on the other side. But Haaland is there to be fed, right? He's there to be fed. He's very different to sort of, you know, to take an example from the same game, Harry Kane, who kind of drops deep, gets involved, tries to pick the pass, get the assist. And by the way, Kulusevski and Bentancur being back for Spurs, massive difference. Those two players, massive for Spurs. Maybe I'll talk about Spurs in a second, but Bentancur makes such a difference in that midfield. But Haaland is there to be fed. He's not there to be the feeder. So he doesn't necessarily get as involved in games. He's not there doing the pass completion rates, etc. So from a BPS, underlying BPS, and therefore bonus point perspective, you know, unless he's banging in that hat trick, and we saw, you know, he gets three goals in a game, of course he's going to get the three bonus points. But in a kind of, you know, if Pep's system has changed, if the City that we saw last night is going to be the City that we see over the next few weeks, where, you know, maybe Mahrez chips in, maybe Alvarez chips in like he did with a goal, maybe Grealish starts banging in a couple, Foden, maybe Silva, maybe, you know, maybe Haaland isn't the be-all and end-all now in terms of let's all get the ball to Haaland, then, you know, he's going to need to get at least a brace, you'd think, to get any bonus points because of the way that he plays and his style, etc. Nowhere near the BPS last night, by the way. Mahrez top with 61. Then you've got Alvarez, Rodri, Haaland, Akanji. So Haaland, yeah, fourth, right? So 24 points BPS. Even Kulusevski, Emerson, Royale got more than that for Spurs. So despite the goal last night, not really anywhere near top bonus, which is a bit of a, you know, we've become accustomed to Haaland getting the bonus. Not by any stretch of the imagination saying sell him. Definitely not, right? He's a keep for me in FPL, no doubt about it, especially with those fixtures coming up. But that's how I'm invested. Stones and KDB and Haaland, probably okay with those three. Probably going to captain Haaland this week at home to Wolves. Defensively, it's a little bit more difficult. I think if you've got John Stones, like I have, that's okay. If you've got Cancelo, I think you've got a bit more of a decision to make. Not least because Rico Lewis looks a really nice player. I mean, young player, but didn't, you know, he didn't look out of place at all in that game last night. That's a reasonable sized game that Pep's chucked him into there. City at home to Spurs, that's a big game. And you know what, Spurs, you know, Spurs can be very attacking on those on the sides. They use the flanks really, really well. Who's up against a formidable opponent there last night, but played really well, Rico Lewis. And he's also pretty adaptable, can play in centre mid as well. So I see him being a pretty fundamental part of Pep's squad going forward. And the performance that he put in suggests to me that Cancelo is going to struggle to get back in this side. And at 7. Whatever million he is in FPL, I'm not necessarily, I don't think you can afford to have him anymore. If you look at the points over the last few, you know, number of game weeks since game week 16, I think Cancelo's got 1-6. I think he's got one clean sheet, but the rest is kind of ones and twos. He's not getting anywhere near the assists and providing a bit of goal threat like he was early on in the season. So Cancelo, I think, is probably a reluctant sell despite the fixtures coming up. KDB and Haaland, probably a hold. If you've got any other City assets, probably a hold as well, I'd suggest, with the fixtures coming up. But Cancelo is the one, if you were going to make a move, he's the one to downgrade, I would suggest. And if you don't want to downgrade to a City defender, if you want to go in on a Sven Botman or somebody like that, or even the Brighton defence, that's okay. Just be aware that the likes of Newcastle and Brighton and some of those defenders outside a City that we might want to invest in might not have that fixture in 25. We have to start thinking about game week 25, guys. If the EFL Cup plays out as we expect, Norwich, not Norwich, goodness me, that's a couple of seasons ago, Forest and Southampton fans, so apologies to those fans, but listen, if EFL Cup plays out as we expect and it's a Manchester United and Newcastle United final, then we have to be aware that those two teams and the teams that they play, including Brighton are due to play one of them, Brentford, I think, the other, then you've got to be cautious about getting players from those teams. Brighton is the difficult one because of how good their assets look right now. But just be aware they might not play in 25, and therefore you've got a bit of an issue to deal with when that game week rolls around. But certainly enjoyed the game last night. City blew Spurs away, didn't they, in that 15 minutes. They blew them away in that 15 minutes after halftime. Really, really good. And Spurs, I'm afraid, looking still a little bit, I don't know, Spurs fans, come at me on Twitter, come at me in the Slack, at all the Patreon supporters. Let me know what you think the future holds for Antonio Conte at Spurs. Not sure what they need to do, to be honest with you. They looked better with Bentancur and Kulusevski, but still defensively not good enough. I've seen a lot of Spurs Twitter going in a little bit harder than usual on Hugo Lloris, going in a little bit harder than usual on the likes of Perisic and others, because defensively they looked all over the shop in that second half. And I'm not certainly looking to invest outside of Harry Kane in Tottenham Hotspur, I have to say. But it's the question marks over City and the Pep roulette will remain. But I think hold, unless you've got Cancelo, and then maybe a downgrade to Stones or somewhere else in defence. Good luck, folks, in game week 21. And I'll speak to you on the next voice note. Cheers.